Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hello, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family. I'm excited to share with you today from Proverbs 31. This is a well-known chapter in the Bible for describing the ideal or excellent woman, a list of traits that many women we can just fall short and just feel overwhelmed with. But I'm going to share the first part of the chapter and more of it today. So, it says, "These are the words of King Lemuel, an oracle of wisdom handed down to him by his mother." So these words were actually from his mother. And if you are a mother, and especially if you have a son, you can just kind of appreciate thinking through teaching your son or your child words of wisdom, wisdom to live by, words in thinking and choosing an excellent wife. So keep that in mind as we read through and listen through these words. An oracle of wisdom handed down to King Lemuel by his mother. This is what the mother is saying. "What shall I say to you, my son? What wisdom can I impart, child of my womb? What insight can I share, son of my vows? Do not waste your strength on women or invest yourself in women who would destroy even kings. Take care, my son, O Lemuel. Kings should not drink too much wine, or rulers should not crave strong drink. For if they do, they will become drunk and forget the decree they just made, and alter the course of justice for all the poor and afflicted. Rather give liquor to one who is dying, and offer wine to those struggling with life's harsh realities. Let such a one drink and forget what he is missing. Then perhaps he won't remember his sorrows anymore. Speak out on behalf of those who have no voice, and defend all those who have been passed over. Open your mouth, judge fairly, and stand up for the rights of the afflicted and the poor." Verse 10. "Who can find a truly excellent woman, one who is superior in all that she is and all that she does? Her worth far exceeds that of rubies and expensive jewelry. She inspires trust, and her husband's heart is safe with her. And because of her, he has every good thing. Every day of her life, she does what is best for him, never anything harmful or hurtful. Delight attends her work and guides her fingers. She selects the finest wool and flax for spinning. She moves through the market like merchant ships that dock here and there in distant ports, finally arriving home with food she's carried from afar. She rises from bed early, in the still of the night, carefully preparing food for her family and providing a portion to her servants. She has a plan. She considers some land and buys it. Then with her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She wraps herself in strength, carries herself with confidence, and works hard, strengthening her arms for the task at hand. She tastes success and knows that it is good, and under the lamplight she works deep into the night. Her hands skillfully place the unspun flax and wool on the distaff, and her fingers twist the spindle until thread forms. She reaches out to the poor and extends mercy to those in need. She is not worried about the cold or snow for her family, for she has clothed them all in warm crimson coats. She makes her own bed linens and clothes herself in purple and fine cloth. Everyone recognizes her husband in the public square, and no one fails to respect him as he takes his place of leadership in the community. She makes linen garments and sells them in the market, and she supplies belts for tradesmen to carry across the sea. Clothed in strength and dignity, with nothing to fear, she smiles when she thinks about the future. She conducts her conversations with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is ever her concern. She directs the activities of her household, and never does she indulge in laziness. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband, too, joins in the praise, saying, "There are some, indeed many women, who do well in every way, but of all of them, only you are truly excellent." Charm can be deceptive, and physical beauty will not last, but a woman who reveres the eternal should be praised above all others. Celebrate all she has achieved. Let her accomplishments publicly praise her. So I ask, what do you think? How do you feel after hearing all of that? As a woman, are you overwhelmed by all the things she did? Are you frustrated? Do you think of yourself as lacking? How do you feel? And do you think that that's God's intention when you read it? How do you think God wants you to feel? What do you think God wants you to glean as you listen to this verse and chapter in the Bible? Does God want you to feel defeated and throw up your hands in despair, thinking, where would I even start? I think it's important to remember that God loves us and that we do need Jesus to be our strength and our wisdom through all of it. I do believe there are principles that we can learn and glean from this woman. I do not believe we need to measure ourselves against her and come up with condemnation or despair. I don't believe that that's God's heart in wanting us to learn and listen to this passage of Scripture. I see a woman who is intentional, a woman with a plan, a woman who is diligent and works hard, a woman who is kind and caring, a woman that uses her gifts and talents to help others, a woman who is not afraid to work hard and make money and to use her money wisely to invest more into her business. She inspires trust, and her husband's heart is safe with her. I love that. Do we inspire trust? Is our husband's heart safe with us? If he reveals his fears and weaknesses and areas that he struggles with, are those things safe on our lips? Do we share them with others, or do we keep them hidden in our heart where we can pray for our husbands? Every day of her life, she does what is best for him. Never anything harmful or hurtful. Now, I don't think any woman could truly live up to this expectation. We are human after all. And remember who is writing this. This is a mother who is writing out to her son wisdom on what to look for in a wife. So, mothers, when you think about what you would tell your children to look for in an ideal mate, in an ideal husband or wife, you may use language such as this, encouraging your child. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.